Wendell Berry on How to Be a Poet and a Complete Human Being by Maria Popova. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses, John F. Kennedy proclaimed in his touching tribute to Robert Frost, celebrating poetry as the means of saving power from itself. And although poetry itself exerts a singular power over the human spirit, as one of the greatest poets of all time observed, it is hardly a power that comes easily to the poet. Writing poetry is an unnatural act, Elizabeth Bishop wrote when she was only 23. So how, then, does one come to master this unnatural power? How does one become a poet? That's what the wise and wonderful Wendell Berry, B. August 5, 1934, a man of great wisdom on solitude, love, and our rugged individualism, explores in a marvelous poem titled, How to Be a Poet, to Remind Myself, found in his new collected poems, Public Library. Wendell Berry, photograph. Guy Mendes. In this recording from the consistently transcendent On Being, Berry brings his beautifully aged voice to the poem, which is in many ways not only about how to be a poet, but also about how to be an artist of any kind. With its insistence on the vitalizing power of silence and stillness and self-refinement, it is perhaps, above all, about how to be a complete human being. How to be a poet. To remind myself, make a place to sit down. Sit down, be quiet. You must depend upon affection, reading, knowledge, skill, more of each than you have, inspiration, work, growing older, patience, for patience joins time to eternity. Any readers who like your poems, doubt their judgment. Breathe with unconditional breath the unconditioned air. Shun electric wire. Communicate slowly. Live a three-dimensioned life. Stay away from screens. Stay away from anything that obscures the place it is in. There are no unsacred places. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Accept what comes from silence. Make the best you can of it. Of the little words that come out of the silence, like prayers prayed back to the one who prays, make a poem that does not disturb the silence from which it came. For more of Berry's enduring wisdom, see his meditations on the two great enemies of creative work and what poetic form reveals about the secret of marriage. Then treat yourself to Derek Walcott's stirring ode to being at home in ourselves and subscribe to On Being Here.